RNZ National and Wellington's nightlife district has the highest proportion of assault and sexual assault crimes in New Zealand. Analysis by the consultancy firm Dotloves Data shows that over a five-year period, the rate of assaults in Wellington was 10 times higher than the national average. On Monday, the police launched Operation Emerald with a team of 12 officers investigating numerous allegations of rape and sexual assault by a group of Wellington musicians. Well, joining me now from Dotloves Data is ex-Mayor of Wellington, Justin Lester. Good evening, Justin.
Kia ora, Karen.
I know you're at the airport, so we'll be quick as we can. When did Dotloves Data start analysing the rate of assaults in Wellington?
We've been analysing this over a number of years, and we've actually taken data from July 2015 and worked it all the way up into the same period in 2020. So we've got a five-year snapshot.
Why did you do this data? Who did you do it for?
We provide this data to a whole range of different government agencies and also councils around the country. So we're always looking at the data, and then we provide periodic reports, and these are some of the snapshots that came out, interesting trends around the country, but also some concerning trends for places like Wellington.
Why Wellington? What's going on in Wellington?
Well, I mean, if we look at general crime overall, what we saw was CBDs were a real magnet for crime, but Wellington wasn't the worst in that respect. That was Hamilton generally. And then secondly, it was Auckland. But when it came to assaults and sexual assaults and serious assaults as well, Wellington came up tops, and that's not a moniker that you want to earn. And again, that national average was 10 times higher than the rest of the country. And the main problem area was the Kiva Courtney precinct, and I guess you have the concentration of nightlife there, and perhaps it's no surprise to people.
What age groups are we talking? Did the data break that down into age?
No, it doesn't break it down into age again, because the data needs to be anonymised. But what we know is the vast proportion tend to be younger people, and it is again person-on-person offences. And a large proportion of those crimes do occur on Friday morning, so early hours of Friday morning, and likewise Saturday, so between the hours of 12 a.m. and 3 a.m.
Well, speaking, as you must have done as the mayor, with bar owners and just citizens of Wellington, is there any anecdotal evidence as to why this might be happening in that place at this time?
Look, you do always hear the anecdotal stories. Again, it's a high concentration of outlets in an area where alcohol is available. Look, the bars are safe and responsible hosts, so it doesn't tend to occur in the bars themselves, but as people filter out into the streets, they get separated from friends, they are walking home, then that's when people tend to get into trouble. What is a concern is that people may be targeting, in particular young women, but also young men. For the large part, that may well be opportunists, but some other instances, I'm sure it is premeditated.
So it's a specific time frame. We know the types of assaults and when they spike. This is very helpful for the police to actually be there at those times, isn't it?
It is data that the police have, and they are well aware of it. What it is important is that public institutions and other organisations do have the information as well. And the general public understands the potential risks. And look, this is, again, it's an infrequent occurrence. But the scary thing is that we know that only 7-9% of sexual assaults, for example, are reported. So when we're saying 176 counts, well, actually, it's more likely 10 to 14 times that number.
Gee, and we heard earlier on Checkpoint a report where it was actually in a bar where the bar person stopped it because he saw that there were drinks being plied to a young woman. So they are witnessing it inside these venues as well.
Yes, and look, hopefully that's an infrequent occurrence, but every time it does happen, that's a tragedy for the young person that's the victim of that crime, and no parent or individual ever wants to hear that.
And difficult too, because Wellington being a student town, so many of those students who have come from outside of Wellington, hard for parents to monitor that once their kids have left home. So they just have to be aware.
It does pay to be aware of this. And look, everybody wants their children, their young adults to be safe, so no one wants this to happen. Look, I've personally heard very sad stories where it's led to mental health issues and in the worst case I've experienced to the suicide of a young woman too. So this is not something you ever want to hear.
In terms of the culture that is surrounding this, what's your view on that? What culture is perpetrating this?
Look, that sort of goes beyond my remit to comment on why it may be happening. It's probably best left there. People with much greater expertise will understand why this is happening. The fact that it's happening is tragic, and we want to make sure we do our best, and that's why there's great initiatives like Take 10 down on Courtney Place to help make sure it doesn't happen or happens less in the future, and there is a safe space for young people.
Yes, and we talked recently to the president of the council looking for more Māori wardens at night, so there's more people on the streets who are just witnessing what's going on.
Look, the more supervision and surveillance there is, the better, absolutely. So Māori wardens, Take 10, the local police and the local hosts, that's always a good thing.
And nobody wants to see the coolest little capital in the world lose that, do they?
No, look, Wellington has been known as a place where people can go, they can have fun and be safe. So it's important that we make sure we get back to that.
Justin, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Karen. Have a lovely evening.